Blog Talk Radio. Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. And, of course, hello to all of you via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Park Coalition Radio, Overcast.fm, Google Play, and, of course, my blog, Talk Radio community. I hope you're having a great start to your week. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to audibletrial.com/get organized. And, of course, later on, I will be sharing my audiobook selection for this week. Well, this week, we're going to be talking about conquering procrastination. That's right, conquering procrastination. And if you don't know what it is, that means you wait until December 24th, do all your Christmas shopping, or you are the person at about maybe 11:30 p.m. on the last day the taxes are supposed to be postmarked and due, and you're at that post office line. Tonight we are joined by Stephanie Crockett. She's an author. She's a speaker. She's a motivator. She's a businesswoman. And she's the author of The Dream Killer. And my question for this week was, what is one thing you always wait until the last minute to do? And overwhelmingly, everyone said taxes. So hopefully you're going to get some keys, you're going to order Stephanie's book, and you are going to learn how to conquer procrastination and get things done. And, of course, in the next half hour, I will be sharing my product suggestion, my app suggestion, and, of course, my repurpose suggestion for the week. But before I read Stephanie's bio and bring her on for the interview, I just wanted to share with you a couple of statistics. And this is according to Brandon Galley, Marketing and the Blog Experts. In 1978, 5% of the population admitted to being chronic procrastination, compared to 26% of the population today. And they said 40% of people who may have experienced a financial loss is due to procrastination. Think about that. Our guest, Stephanie L. Crockett, is a mentor, entrepreneur, author, and international speaker. Stephanie has been recognized by the state of Delaware's government officials for her leading the effort of a record-breaking donation of the Food Bank of Delaware in 2016 and 2017. She led the effort to donate over 91,000 pounds of food to the local communities. The amount of food donated was enough to thousands of food insecure people. Stephanie has 15 years of financial service experience. She currently works for one of the largest financial companies in the state of Delaware. Her book, The Dream Killer, is her debut book, and the objective of the book is to inspire its readers to stop delaying the manifestation of their dreams. Stephanie provides a personal lens to how procrastination affected her life and how she broke the cycle. The book provides a universal concepts along with tangible keys to eliminating procrastination in your life. In Stephanie's spare time, she teaches how to do more with less by leveraging the art of couponing, something she has been couponing for more than 3 years and has taught several classes on how to extend your spending power by understanding how to use coupons. And when Stephanie's not working, she spends time with her family and watches, of course, full seasons of her favorite Netflix shows. I'm going to be bringing Stephanie on. Good evening, Stephanie.
Good evening, Janet. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much. And congratulations. I mean, that was an accomplishment. I mean, 91,000 pounds of food. Wow.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's one of the basic needs that prior to releasing the book and being a part of one of the largest companies in the state of Delaware, financial companies, the earliest part of my career, when we and my husband first got married, I've been happily married for 18 years now, and we ended up in a financial circumstance where we needed help, and we went to get help, and we were told either they didn't have enough resources to help us or we were not in considered deep enough into the poverty line to get help. So I made it one of my missions to eliminate food insecurity, which is the fact of someone not having enough food. And I just took it as something that I'm super passionate about, and we ended up breaking 2 years in a row largest donations through the food drive for the Food Bank of Delaware. And I'm super, one of the things that I'm most proud of is the fact that we were able last year to eliminate hunger in the state of Delaware, meaning anyone that went to the food bank, they were able to be served. So I take that as it humbles me, and I'm super proud that as a team we were able to make that happen.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So your book, what made you decide to write your book, The Dream Killer?
So let me be perfectly honest here, Janet. I was, you know, in the Alcoholics Anonymous meetings, they say first you need to accept that you have a problem. I had to accept that I was a procrastinator. I had to figure out, I had to do some self-introspection to say, Stephanie, why do you have all of these dreams floating around in your head and not in your life? Why would, and I'm a believer, so I choose to believe that the Lord would not give me a dream to taunt me with it. So I'm trying to figure out if he gave it to me, I must be able to implement it. What was causing me not to do it? And when I finally sat down and started to figure out what was happening, that my hours became days, my days became months, my months became years, what is it that I was doing that I was continuing to let my purpose and my dream slip through my hands? And then the birth of the dream killer, it was procrastination. Procrastination is what prevented me from being successful. Now, procrastination is used very fluidly in conversation. So I wanted to make the definition of procrastination live for me. So I said, well, what is procrastination? So we know, we always go to Webster's, right? So we go to Webster's, and I looked it up in Webster's, and Webster told me that it's putting off intentionally and habitually. Now, that sounds nice, but I said, I need something to break that down just a little bit more for me. So another definition was to be slow or late about doing something or delaying it for another time because we don't want to do it. Typically, the things we procrastinate on is the things that we don't want to do, i.e. taxes, right? So your audience said, I don't want to really do taxes. I am very much the same way. So I don't want to file my taxes because I'm in a decent bracket, and every year I end up having to owe. So that's why I don't want to run off and do it. So I wait. But, you know, one of the things that I actually had it, the definition that resonated the most with me is that I am intentionally putting off my dreams. So procrastination is you intentionally and with a concerted effort saying, I am not going to do what I need to do to manifest my dreams. And that that shook me. It shook me in such a way that I was like, I got to change it. What am I going to do? I got to change it. And thus the book was born.
Wow. The 7 keys to breaking the cycle of procrastination. Yeah, and I think what people don't understand is even sometimes people who are very organized can be procrastinators because, like you said, that thing that you just keep putting off, I'll do it tomorrow. because I'm too tired or I just don't feel like mentally dealing with it. So it can impact anybody at any time. So what are some strategies that for people who are just like, you know what, I need to conquer my procrastination. I need to maybe write a book or maybe organize a closet or maybe go back to school.
I actually will go one step further because I think everybody has this scenario. And my mom always talks to me about, I can't wait to get rid of bills. So I can't stand bills coming every month. And let me be honest, every month we get some kind of bill, whether it's the electric bill, our mortgage is due, the gas payment is due. And what I was noticing is when I would get the bills in the mail, and they were all coming in white envelopes, and then before I knew it, then there was choice colored envelopes coming. So I'm not sure what your area may choose as their choice color, but my choice color became yellow. I started seeing yellow envelopes pop up. And I was trying to figure out when I open up the mail and I look at it, and, for example, my mortgage is due the first of every month. I open the mortgage payment when it comes. It's due May 1st. Now I have my mortgage payment sitting in my account. But the bill said it's not due till May 1st. So my old mindset was I'll just wait until that week to pay the bill. But what we find out is life happens. I have kids. They're very busy, to be honest. They're always into something. And before you know it, something happened. And then that money, I said, I'll put it back. Or I'll put it back. And then my mortgage payment would come. And it's like, crap. When the bill came, I had the money. So the question is, for the viewing audience, before we go into a couple strategies, is why are you waiting? What are you waiting for? If the money is in your account, the bill comes, you know it's due. Why not just pay it? So the hashtag Team Do It Now became born. So I'm all about Team Do It Now. So when I get a bill in the mail, if it's my water bill, and if it's $80, $90, and I got $80, $90 in my account the day that the bill comes, I choose my due date. I choose to pay my bills before it tells me. I'm a little bit stubborn, Janet. You're not going to tell me I'm going to pay my bill on May 1st. I'm going to pay my bill on April 10th. You know, I'm a little bit stubborn that way. But what happened is I started noticing that the choice color envelopes started coming less because I was taking control of when I was paying my bill and not allowing time and space and life to come in to interrupt that time, that waiting period. And I wasn't getting any color. I'm getting all white colored envelopes in the mail. And I'm super excited about that. So the first thing I would say is find out why you're waiting. What are you really waiting for? In the case of your dreams, if you want to write a book, I'm a true testament. I was able to write a book that I had been waiting and dreaming and praying and asking the Lord to do, and I was waiting and waiting and waiting to get this wonderful answer. And guess what? It never came. But the day that I made up in my mind, so back to the definition, made up a concerted effort. I made a concerted thought that I was going to start working towards my dream. And then 24 days later, after that commitment, bang, in my hand, at my door, was the book. So the first thing I would recommend to a person is find out why you're procrastinating. Are you scared? Are you afraid? Do you think money is your problem? In my cases, I had several reasons why I wasn't doing it. And that's one of the things I talk about in the book. You have to get rid of your own personal fear. You have to say, I want you to think about what it is that's really stopping you from writing the book. And in my case, I had a whole list of excuses. I had back in front and back of my piece of paper on why I wasn't writing the book. I didn't have enough money. I didn't have the right network of people. I thought now in this time and age that no one's going to buy a book. Everything is digital. I didn't have a big enough network. I didn't have enough money. And, you know, the most powerful thing about writing down what it is that is causing you to procrastinate and dealing with the excuses that you're giving yourself, after you spend some time writing down what is not going to make this work. So that's my challenge to you. The first strategy is when you leave here, your homework from today is take a piece of paper, write down your dream at the top and then start listing why it won't work. Yep, I said it. Yep, I did. I said it. Why it will not work. List it all out. And then what you do after you list out, I mean, I need you to make an exhaustive list. I mean, write as much as you have to write. Cover the whole sheet of paper up. But what you'll find is after you write it all out, then I want you to go back and I want you to start addressing every excuse you gave yourself. So my issue was, well, I'm not an author. Well, I am today. My excuse was I didn't have enough money. Well, my solve for that was stop eating McDonald's for this month. Stop going and getting 15 designs on your fingers and take that money and invest it in yourself. And before I knew it, all the things that I thought was going to cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars to do a book cost me almost $500 or so to produce the book. So I ended up inflating the reason why I wasn't writing it because of money, and that wasn't even really the issue. I was like, oh, I didn't go to school to be an English teacher. My grammar is terrible. Oh, that's a really great excuse, but there are people that study and love grammar, and I was able to go to them and say, can you read my book and tell me what's wrong? Now, let me tell you, I was a little embarrassed in it because when I sent my manuscript off, I find that I feel like I'm a pretty smart lady. I sent my manuscript off. My proofreader came back, and he had 693 changes to my manuscript.
Wow.
I only have a little teeny 60-page book. Right? The last word is on the 48th page. And I'm like, wow, that's so disappointing that I have 693 things that needed to be changed. But that's what I hired them to do. Did I do something extraordinary? Did I spend $500,000 for it? No, I didn't. I spent what I would spend at McDonald's to get my manuscript proofread. So first thing, we're going to conquer our fear. We're going to take our homework assignment, and we're going to find out and exhaust out all the reasons why I think our dream will work. The second one I'll give you is identify an accountability partner. Identify an accountability partner is not going out and asking your friend to help you with your dream. If your friend has no manifestation of your dream in their life, then they're not your accountability partner. They're not going to be the person that you need. Let me give you an example. My best friend is a chef. I wanted to write a book. He could teach me a lot about cupcakes, but he couldn't teach me about writing a book. Now, that doesn't mean he loves me any less. Just means that's not his repertoire. That's not what he deals with. So I went and found a person that wrote books, and that's who I started to go to. So when I went to that person, the first thing you have to always do when you find an accountability partner. Now, Janet, I'm going to give you this secret. It's not really a secret. I just want to say it's a secret. You got to ask the accountability partner, do they have time to invest? Because if you don't have a person that's willing to give you the criticism and willing to give you feedback and willing to help keep you accountable, then they're not any good to your vision because they're not going to keep you accountable. And to be honest, we are most successful when we are kept accountable. So the last one I'll give, because there's seven keys, I can't give them all away tonight, but I'll give you one last key. Saying no is a complete sentence. Now, why is that a key, Stephanie? That is a key because what I found is I wanted to say yes to everybody. So when someone came, Stephanie, will you come speak here? Stephanie, will you go do this? Or Stephanie, would you come do this? And I was like, oh, yes, oh, yes. And the more I was spreading myself out, I wasn't able to create time for myself. No is a complete sentence. So, Janet, if you said, Stephanie, can you come on my show next Wednesday? And I say no, that's it. There's nothing really after that. It's no. So what we typically do is, well, why? Well, why can't you come? Well, why won't you come? You know, no is a complete sentence. It requires no explanation. Release yourself from feeling like when someone asks you for something that you have to give them an explanation. There is no explanation needed. Your time is so valuable. Your dream is so valuable that you need to carve time out in your day to say, I am worth this 30 minutes to fulfill my dream. And I'm not going to let my kids, I'm not going to let my husband, in my case, I'm not going to let anyone in my family rob me of my fulfillment of my dreams. And I've gained that commitment from my family to say, these 30 minutes is mommy's focus and dream fulfillment time. And I'm going to need you to commit to leaving me alone for these 30 minutes so I can fulfill and birth what's in me. So those are three things I would just share. There's four other really powerful keys. Get the book. Grab it.
And I was just going to say that was those are powerful keys, and that number and saying no is very powerful. I mean, and I think what people really need to understand is no is nothing against you. It's just a no. I can't do
it's
this.
Different.
I value myself. I value my time. And in order for me to give you the best of my time right now, I can't do that. So I have to say no. And I think we need to learn how to do that a little bit more, like you said, so you can focus on whatever it is that you need to do. You need to write a book, or maybe you just need to spend some time just being, because you're just running around. Or maybe sometimes you just need to clear some clutter out so you can be creative and write and do and be.
Absolutely. Saying no being comfortable with guarding your time. Some people will appreciate it. Some people will not. But that's the cost of being a dreamer. The cost of being a dreamer is sometimes you're going to make some people upset. And it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. And then I think sometimes, and like you said, you do, and it's really about taking control of your own time and your own life. It's like, no, I can't do this right now. No, I'm not going.
That's right.
I'm not going to answer the phone. I'm going to text you and say, hey, I'm in the middle of something. I will get back to you when I can. So, and even sometimes I ask people to be a guest on the show, and they say, Jana, I can't do it right now because of my schedule. I understand that. So
that's right.
You know, no is a
complete sentence.
So, Stephanie, do you still deal with procrastination? Now that you've written the book, you've got the 7 keys to breaking the cycle of procrastination, do you still deal with procrastination?
Yes, ma'am. I still deal with it. Because I'm just like some of your viewers that you went out, some of your community that you posted the question to about what is it that you procrastinate the most on, or what is it that you wait the most on, and it was taxes. Have I filed my taxes for this year? I have not. The one of the things about my book is not eliminating procrastination, but breaking the cycle. Meaning when you're going through the cycle of procrastination, and there's steps to procrastination. And I talk about those steps in the book. So the 5 stages of procrastination is first you start out with a false security. You feel like you got more time. Then you're lazy. It's like, I don't feel like it right now. Like, you should really do it right now, but I don't really feel like it this minute. Then you come up with excuses. Oh, I just can't do it right now because, you know, Tuesdays are just not the days I'm most productive. You know, whatever excuse you create for yourself. And then you go into denial. Oh, I have enough time. I mean, it's the day before. Oh, I still got enough time to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Then we hit crisis mode. Crisis is, oh, crap, it's due. Like some people want to do April 17th when the taxes are due, and they're waiting till April 17th at 11:30, and then they find out, crap, I don't have this one piece of paper. Well, because you waited all the way up until the last minute, now you're in crisis mode. Now you're trying to go through all your papers. You're trying to figure out what's happening. Yes, I still deal with procrastination. The great thing about the fact of still dealing with it is this book has helped me to identify it so that when I see that I'm starting the cycle again, I reiterate my own personal principles and I break it, because procrastination is something that we're always going to deal with, because there's always things that we want to do that we don't like to, always things that we don't want to do because we don't like to do them. That's a part of being an adult. So I think we face it at any point in time. The challenge is, are you going to allow it to become cyclical? Are you going to allow it to keep you from being successful? And are you going to allow it to rob you of the potential that you have, that you're destined to reach? So,
I think, like you said, you have to institute some techniques and strategies when you know it's going to happen. Need to do, because I see it when I see procrastination just creeping up. It's like, okay, then I have my little strategies in place, and then I just, you know, tackle whatever it is in order to get it done, because you know you see it, and if you don't deal with it and don't have a strategy, you won't get anything done. So like you said, it's a part of our life, it's a part of being an adult, so we are all going to have to deal with it. So, Stephanie, how can listeners get in contact with you? How can they get your book?
Yes. So I definitely welcome everyone everywhere to visit my website at StephanieLCrockett.com. That is my full name, StephanieLCrockett.com. You can order the book from my website. If you have Amazon Prime, you can have it ordered from Amazon. It's also available on Audible, so it'll be exciting to listen to the offer that Janet mentioned earlier. It may be a book that you can download. It's also available in Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and really any major platform. I am on Facebook as Stephanie L. Crockett. And I'm on Instagram. I'm on Instagram as Simply Loving Steph. Simply Loving Steph. I haven't gotten to any other platforms quite yet. Because I'm not as young as I used to be. So these Snapchats and Periscopes and all these other things, I haven't quite got up with those things yet, but I am on Facebook and Instagram.
And that's fine because, yeah, I'm not on Snapchat either yet because it is a lot, and there's a lot to manage. You have too many to manage, and the next thing you know, you're going to get into a whole social media procrastination thing. So, yeah, so I agree. You just stick with what you know. But, listeners, as you always know, I always will make sure that there is a link to our guest website, a direct link. So all you have to do is click the link, and it will take you directly to the site. And then, of course, you can order the book. Of course, you know, Stephanie does speaking engagements, et cetera. So make sure you connect with her and definitely get her book, The Dream Killer, 7 Keys to Breaking the Cycle of Procrastination. Stephanie, it has truly been a pleasure this evening. Thank you so much for joining me and the listeners and just providing us just with a few ways on how we can overcome our procrastination. And maybe, you know, those listening, maybe next year will be the year that they actually do not procrastinate on their taxes.
I certainly hope so. It has been an honor and a privilege to be with you this afternoon, this evening, depending on where your listeners are listening from. And I certainly thank you for the invitation. It was such a great time to share about how to eliminate the cycle of procrastination.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Stephanie. Continue to have a great week.
I certainly will. You do the same.
Hi, I'm Deanna Williams, an on-air personality at 100.3 WRNB, Radio 1, Philadelphia, and a proud client of Janet Taylor and Totally Organized. Several years ago, I reached out to Janet, had her come to my home, and when I tell you that she whipped my closet and office in shape, believe me. In fact, I still use a lot of the techniques and strategies that she imparted to me. To this very day, I'm very pleased to say that I have a very organized closet. Everything is in order, shoes, boots, clothes, everything color coordinated. I use the same hangers. It's a beautiful sight. In fact, I'm very proud, but I have Janet to thank for assisting me. And also, I was so impressed with her to the point where periodically she is a commentator on my Soulful Sunday show, where she shares with the audience of the Delaware Valley and the world, because we stream on the internet, her insightful tips on how to stay organized and be a more effective human being. I love Janet, and so should you.
That is the wonderful Deanna Williams. And was that an awesome interview with Stephanie? So I would encourage you to go to her website and order her book, especially if you are struggling with procrastination. Get some strategies to overcome it. It's going to be a part of your life. So get some strategies every time you see it coming that you know what to do. I mean, I see procrastination coming, and what I usually have to do for me, and I just stop, and I write my little list of everything I have to get done, and then I just do one thing at a time. Sometimes it may take me a little longer than people think it should, but I get it done. So get the book and get some strategies. Well, our sponsor, Audible, is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/getorganized. And choose from over 180 audio 180,000 programs. You download a title for free and you start listening. You go to audibletrial.com/get organized. And this week, of course, it's Eat the Frog, 21 Great Ways to Stop Procrastination and Get More Done in Less Time. And that is by Brian Tracy. Again, Eat the Frog, 21 Great Ways to Stop Procrastination and Get More Done in Less Time. Well, for those of you who may be procrastinating on your organizing project, why don't you join my Get My Life Totally Organized group? And basically, I will help you stay accountable. You tell me what you want to organize, whether it's a closet, whether it's a garage, whether it's your life. And I will give you personal strategies to get it done. You join the group. Yes, we do have a weekly focus. But if you share with me what you want to get organized, I will help you. I will take you on the journey to getting organized. Now, of course, there is an investment. The first month is $1 just so you can get an idea and feel of the group. After that, it's $7 a month. But that's an investment in you, clearing your clutter, getting organized. And again, if you post in there, Janet, I want to organize my closet, the next question I'm going to ask you, send me a picture of it, and I will give you some strategies on how to do it, and I will help you. I will be your accountability partner because I am your partner on this journey. So check it out and join the group because, of course, right now we're having our Organized 365 Challenge where every single day I am encouraging them to get rid of something. It could be a receipt. It be a lid. It could be something in their home and their life. And, of course, we have weekly declutter focuses like the entrance and the kitchen, et cetera. And then every Monday night, I do a live Q&A. I basically come on and just kind of give them some strategies on things to purge in the area, how to organize the area, how to maintain the area, and, of course, a few other strategies as well, and so much more. So you go to www.janetmtaylor.com. And you go to the Get My Life Totally Organized private Facebook group, which is different from my Facebook page. I do have a Facebook page, but this is a Facebook group. So it's time for Taylor's Tip Time, and I've got 5 ways to help you conquer procrastination. Make a list of what you have to do. Number 1, schedule each task in your calendar. 3, prep, gather the supplies, your information you need beforehand. Number 4, you do whatever the task is. And number 5, you pat yourself on the back. So you make a list. I want to organize that closet. Then you schedule time. I'm going to do Saturday from about, 10 to 12. So that way I can sleep a little late, but then I'll have the rest of the afternoon and still have some fun. And I'll gather my supplies, and your supplies right now, because you're getting started, maybe some boxes or maybe some trash bags, because you're going to take all those clothes out and donate them, which that's what you should do and schedule after you get finished, before you go out and hang out and have some fun. And then, of course, you do the task. That means deciding, I'm not wearing this anymore, somebody else can use it. And then once you do it, you pat yourself on the back for getting it done. So those are my tips this week for my Taylor's Tip Time. Now, for those of you who feel like you want to get organized but you need a little bit more individualized attention, I do have virtual sessions no matter where you are. We can do FaceTime via the iPhone. We can do Skype, whatever works for you. And sometimes clients and I, we just go back and forth via email. But I do offer virtual sessions to help you create more space so you can attract more love, more money, more happiness into your life. And, of course, I want to thank you for your tweets, your retweets, your likes, just following me via social media. Thank you so much. And, of course, thank you for my Blog Talk Radio community. And I also want you to make sure that you check out my Pinterest board. It's all about time, because on that board it's pins about time management and life management. So be sure to check it out. It's my board on Pinterest. It's all about time. Now, today is Monday, so you know what tomorrow is. It is Toss It Tuesday. And I want you to schedule time to toss all those post-it notes you have on your boards, on your desk, et cetera, that you no longer need. So make sure you do that as well. And my app suggestion for this week is 30-30. You have never experienced a task manager like this. There's just a base interface completely free of clutter, fully customized tasks, list, labels, time, icon, and color. It's iCloud Sync, multiple lists, virtually unlimited number of tasks, options that you control how you are notified. So this is 3030. It's an app, Taskmaster app. My product suggestion are clear storage containers that will save you time because items are not only organized, but you can see the content. So a lot of times you get those wonderful colored containers, but sometimes you, and you label them, but really a lot of times if you get the clear and you label them, but you can see the content, then you will be able to know at a glance what is in each of the containers. So consider that as well. And then my repurpose suggestion is from the garden. Instead of going out to buy planters, repurpose items from your home, which will save you time and save you money because there's a lot of things in our home that we can repurpose in our gardens. So think about that as well. My wonderful quote for this week is, "Never put off tomorrow what you can do today," by Thomas Jefferson. Never put off tomorrow what you can do today. And I just wanted to kind of piggyback off of that is today, unfortunately, I had to attend a funeral. A dear friend of mine's mother passed away. And, of course, today is my, I try to make this my administrative day when I am not working with clients. And I already have my list scheduled of what I need to do. But I knew I was going to the funeral. And I knew that because of other things going on later this week, that I may want to come home and just kind of relax before, of course, I do my Facebook Live with my group. And then, of course, I do my podcast. But I decided, instead of putting off tomorrow and putting it off later this week, the tasks that I had scheduled for the day, I decided to do Saturday and Sunday. And that way it would relieve me of the stress of today thinking that I go to the funeral and I've got to rush home because I've got all these things to do. I was able to really provide the support that I wanted to my friend, but also I was able to reconnect with a couple of women who I had not seen in a while, and that made me feel really good, and it just gave me the moment that I needed to stop and just be in the moment and just enjoy in the company of people whom I love. So I'm saying all that to say that lists are wonderful, because it keeps us focused on what we need to do. And sometimes in our days and our weeks, when we have a moment, we need to begin to take those moments to, and especially moments when we can maybe put something away or maybe go through a folder and get rid of some paper or go down your to-do list, because then when a moment comes where you really want to spend some quality time with a family or friend, you have that time without thinking that you've got to do something else and having that something else in the back of your mind. It was so nice to be able to sit there and basically be there most of the day and not have to worry about my to-do list. Of course, I let everybody know this is where I'm going to be. I'm not going to be able to respond until later this afternoon or late this evening, But I will take a moment, and I did a couple of times. I just took a moment, let people know I have received your message. I've received your email. I will respond. I am at a funeral. So that is part of the whole living an organized life. It's being able to manage tasks so that you can, you know, get things done, cross things off of your list, feel good about it, and then have that time and that moment you need to either provide some love and support with a friend when they need it, or even sometimes just taking a moment for yourself. So I just want you to think about that. When never put off tomorrow what you can do today. So even if it's something little, even if it's just shredding a couple of pieces of paper, tossing a couple pieces of junk mail out, because then when that tomorrow comes and you really want to get organized and tackle that stuff, you won't have as much to do. So think about that. Well, I'm excited because next week we've got Spring Clean Your Handbag Collection with Rebag. Then after that, we're going to have Julie Geller, and she's going to talk about us to spring clean our bodies. Remember those days when you had to stand in the kitchen and drink the cod liver oil? And then, of course, we're going to have someone from a shredding company come. And then I'm excited because May is all about the moms. So we're going to hear from some women who are just doing, who are moms, who are doing some phenomenal things, and just how they're balancing it all. So I am looking forward to those shows as well. And, of course, if there's a topic that you would like for us to cover here, please go to my website, JanetMTaylor.com, click on the contact form, and just let me know if there is a topic of interest. Be sure to check out Stephanie's website, and I'll be sure that there is a link on her, on this page directly to her webpage so you can order the book. Reach out to her. Connect with her via social media. And, of course, if you always be sure to check out my website, I thank you so much for joining me this evening. I appreciate each and every one of you. So until next time, I want to thank you so much for joining me. And please share this show with your family, your friends on your social media network. And until next time, I want you to have a blessed day. But most of all, I want you to have an organized week.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.